quote, God knows how Satan is working and sends his angels to watch over his children, to protect them from the devil's power. And the battle is constantly going on between the angels of God and the devil's angels. The angels of God are clothed with a complete armor, the panoply of heaven. And although surrounded with deadly foes, fear nothing, for they are doing the will of their loved commander. They enter the darkest places to rescue the children of God from the snares of Satan, and their presence causes the evil angels to fall back. I saw that the angels of God are not to force or bend the will of the individual that they watch over. They are to gently chide, warn, and guard. Satan can never force back these holy angels from their charge. No one can do this but the individuals that they are watching over. If these individuals continue to grieve these tender holy angels, if they go astray from their counsel and warnings and choose an independent course of their own, they will drive these angels from them. Oh, my friend, we must not do that. But if the will is submitted to them, they will bend it in the heavenly channel, and they will ever be on the watch for their interest, leading them from 1,000 dangers, preventing their lives from being taken by Satan. And if they are inclined to go into a wrong course, stand in the path before them to prevent their ruin. Thank the Lord. But, oh, my friend, if individuals continue to retain their own will, choose their own course, and have their own way, the angels leave them in sadness. And then Satan comes in to control the will and bend the mind and smiles in hellish triumph at his success. That's two spiritual gifts, 277, 278. Do not listen to error. Do not dabble in it. If an audio tape or a video is playing and a point of error is presented, you need to turn it off. Speak up, object, state your reasons for objecting. And if only a few are with you, then it's time to leave. But if you start to read a publication and find error in it, it's best to discard it. Remember, there's not enough time in your life to check out all the publications in the world for error. You do not have enough years in your life to search for all the truths and uninspired writings. All you have time for is to soak in God's Word and help those around you to live better and come to a knowledge of that Word. You could spend a lifetime listening to every new idea that comes along and still never hear all the new error that is continually being invented. Give your attention to the Bible and to the Spirit of prophecy, and instead of analyzing for error, you'll grow in the truth and prepare for heaven. Quote, he who has a knowledge of God and His Word has a settled faith in the divinity of the Holy Scriptures. He does not test the Bible by man's ideas of science. He brings these ideas to the test of the unerring standard. He knows that God's Word is truth, and truth can never contradict itself. Whatever in the teaching of so-called science contradicts the truth of God's revelation is mere human guesswork. 8 Testimonies 3:25. I have been shown that we must be guarded on every side and perseveringly resist the insinuations and devices of Satan. He has transformed himself into an angel of light and is deceiving thousands and leading them captive. The advantage he takes of the science of the human mind is tremendous. Here, serpent-like, he imperceptibly creeps in to corrupt the work of God. The miracles, the works of Christ, he would make appear as a result of human skill and power. He therefore transforms himself into an angel of light and works upon the mind to allure from the only safe and right path. The sciences of phrenology, psychology, and mesmerism are the channel through which he comes more directly to this generation and works with that power which is to characterize his efforts near the close of probation. 1 Testimonies 290, written in 1862. What a statement. Quote, while it is believed that one human mind so wonderfully affects another, Satan, who is ready to press every advantage, insinuates himself and works on the right hand and on the left. And while those who are devoted to these sciences laud them to the heavens because of the great and good works which they affirm are wrought by them, they little know what a power for evil they are cherishing. But it is a power which will yet work with all signs and lying wonders, with all deceivableness of unrighteousness. Mark the influence of these sciences, dear reader, for the conflict between Christ and Satan is not ended. Signs, November 6, 1884. And quote, the Lord has shown me in vision that mesmerism was from the devil, from the bottomless pit, and that it would soon go there with those who continued to use it. Early Writings, 21, and that was written in 1882. Oh, my friend, Christ is our victory. If we will but hide in him, we will be safe. We are told, quote, all the satanic legions cannot injure you unless you open yourself to the arts and the arrows of Satan. Your ruin can never take place until your will consents. If there is not pollution of mind in yourself, all the surrounding pollution cannot touch the mind or intellect unless we yield it to him. 6 Bible Commentary 11:05. Yes, my friend, there is hope in the Lord. There is safety in the Lord and in his word. Oh, my friend, may we trust him always, and we'll be always protected from the hypnotic influences of Satan. For we're told in Psalm 71, verse 1, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. And we're told in Psalm 119, verse 114, thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word.